Martin's boots are?
Yes, dear, they're in the hall closet. What are you all dressed up like that for? Is it raining outside?
Oh, no. Me and Tommy are playing like we're on a ship at sea. I'm the captain, and Tommy's the first mate, and we're caught in a big storm.
I see. Just a make-believe storm.
Oh, no, it's a real storm. One of the pipes busted in the basement, and there's water squirting all over the place.
Pipes, get it? Henry, call the car!
Oh, confound it. Why does he have to keep harping at me?
Who did?
Oh, Sergeant Mooney. Listen to this. Dear Mr. Wilson, you still haven't paid the $5 for that jaywalking citation you got last week. If this isn't paid promptly, an additional penalty of $5 for each day of delay can be assessed. Now, I resent these Gestapo tactics.
You did jaywalk, didn't you?
Well, of course I owe them money, and they'll get it, but I just don't appreciate being treated as though I were a menace to society.
Hi, Mr. Wilson.
Oh, Dennis, stop that. I'm in no mood for smiling.
Don't be cross, George. Let him take your picture.
You don't have to smile if you don't want to, Mr. Wilson. I only want...
Oh, all right, I'll smile. If you must take my picture, I want to look natural. Be sure and get this side of my face. It's my best side.
Okay, Mr. Wilson.
It turns out well, I'll take an extra print.
I don't think it'll turn out at all, Mr. Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
You see, there's no film in the camera.
No film? What's the idea?
Well, I'm only practicing for my school project. It's Dad's camera, and he doesn't want me to waste film.
Oh, what is this school project of yours, dear?
It's for our history class. Miss Perkins wants us to take pictures of all the famous stuff around town, like the Charter Oak and the City Hall, and then write a composition about them.
Well, that sounds very interesting.
But a picture of me would be nothing.
My dear, wouldn't this be a fine chance to use that new movie camera of yours?
For a school project?
Real movies? Jeepers, that would be key.
I'm sure Dennis's teacher would be impressed. And you'd do a wonderful job.
Well, the town does have many historical points of interest. A record of them would be quite worthwhile.
And if I took her some movies, I bet Mrs. Perkins would give me an A.
Well, it could be a first-class documentary film. Oh, would your teacher object to my assistance?
Oh, no. She said our folks could help us. And you're practically my folks.
Well, by golly, I'll do it.
Oh, boy, that would be swell. When can we start?
Oh, the sooner the better. You know, Dennis, this project of yours may be quite valuable. Why, it'll be the first time the story of our town has been put on film.
And if Miss Perkins gives me an A, you know, that'll be another first time. Well, see you later.
Well, it certainly is a nice camera, Mr. Wilson. It is a beauty. Well, Mitchell, what do you think of our plan?
Well, it sounds great to me. It's certainly a break for Dennis.
It's very kind of you to do this for us.
Have you used your new camera much, Mr. Wilson?
Well, no. Actually, this will be the first time, but I know exactly what to do. I've read the instructions very carefully.
Will you and Dad come with us, Mom?
Oh, honey, we'd just be in the way.
Well, we don't want to butt in.
Oh, nonsense, Mitchell. Besides, it'll be a perfect way to spend our Saturday, and we're going to need some people for the scene, so all of you can be our cast. Well, it's all settled then. Now, you girls go get fixed up, and we'll be ready, as they say in Hollywood, for lights, camera, action!
I'll go put on a tie.
Now, Martha, have you recorded all the shots I've taken so far, dear?
Yes, George. Scene one, general view of the park. Scene two, all of us strolling through it. Scene three, close-up of Alice and me. Scene four, the Charter Oak.
Oh, that's fine. Now, Dennis, we're going to write some descriptive narrative to go with each of these pictures, but I want to be sure that everything is in proper order.
boy, you think of everything.
I try to. Now, let's move along to the city hall.
Look, Mr. Wilson.
Hmm?
Let's get a picture of that little squirrel.
Oh, that's a good idea, Dennis. Animal studies always lend interest to a picture.
Jim, quick! Ray!
Yeah, I see him. I see him, Dennis. I've got him. We'd have even had more, Dennis, if I hadn't had to waste time changing my clothes of all the stupid... Oh, Martha, dear, what's our record up to now?
Well, the latest ones are the City Hall, the Public Library, that fine picture of Mr. Watterson in front of his bank, and the Stockyard.
Oh, good, good.
Well, here's the mayor's house, Mr. Wilson. What kind of a shot do you want to get of it?
Well, I think I'll get a nice shot of the group of you right in front of the gate here, Dennis. You stand there. Come on over, folks. That's it. Together. Then I'll get a closer shot of the house later. All right, now, nice big smile. That's fine.
Well, Mr. and Mrs. Mitchell.
Hi, Your Honor.
Why, Mr. Wilson.
My goodness, Your Honor.
When I saw the camera, Mr. Wilson, my curiosity got the better of me. What are you doing?
Oh, we're compiling a filmed record of the town's points of interest for Dennis's history class, Your Honor.
It's going to be a documentary film.
But now that you're here, Your Honor, could we get a shot of you?
Why, I'd be delighted.
Oh, fine. Would you make some brief remark concerning your policies, Mr. Mayor? I'd like to get a close-up of you in action.
Why, just the thing.
All right, now, you can go right ahead.
My friends and fellow citizens, I promise never to falter in my efforts to bring clean and honest government to this city.
Oh, thank you, Your Honor.
Not at all. I'm the one who should thank the good people who elected me to this office.
Well, we thought you were the right man for the job, Your Honor.
You may rest assured, Mr. Mitchell. I strive hard to be worthy. I keep my nose to the grindstone, my shoulder to the wheel, and my finger on the public pulse.
Hey, could we get a picture of him doing that? I'd like to see that.
Well, we got a good shot of the city jail. Now let's move along to the old adobe house.
Well, George Wilson. Hey, did you get that love note I sent you?
Love note?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean about that jaywalking citation?
Nah, you're thinking.
Well, Mooney, I meant to call you about that, but I got involved in this movie project and forgot all about it.
Movie project?
It's for my history class.
He's taking pictures of all the important landmarks and prominent citizens.
Prominent citizens, eh? Well, make sure you don't overlook any.
Oh, I don't intend to. Now, about that citation, Mooney, I don't think it's fair to assess me for delayed payment.
Well, I just might be able to speak to the court and get you out of it altogether.
Oh, well, now, I certainly would appreciate that.
That is, if everything goes right for a certain prominent citizen.
Oh, who's that?
You know what, Mr. Wilson? I think Sergeant Mooney wants to be in our movie, too.
You know, Dennis, you're smarter than he is.
Oh, for heaven's sakes, how stupid of me. Of course you should be in the movie, Mooney. Why, no one deserves it more than our stalwart defender of the law.
Well, it's your project, Dennis. Is it okay with you?
Sure, Sergeant Mooney. I like you.
Oh, thanks, son.
When we play cops and robbers, I get real mad because I always want to be you. Ned Eddie Nolan always gets to be you.
Oh? Why does Eddie get the break?
Well, he's got the biggest feet of any of us kids.
I'll take your picture right here in front of the police station, Monet.
Oh, George, you want me to run over to the jail and get a prisoner I captured?
He's just a hobo I picked up over at the railroad yards, and I picked him up single-handed.
Oh, no, that won't be necessary, Mooney. Now, you just pose here with Dennis and the others. Dennis, you stand right there. You folks get up on the steps behind him, and I'll step out here to the curb and start the camera.
Oh, 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 my God.
Oh, I'll get it, Mrs. Mitchell.
Thank you, Sergeant.
Martha, put that down. Sergeant Mooney, outside police station.
Hell, George, it was nice of you to include me. I'll do the best I can about helping out on that fine.
Oh, well, that's good news.
Of course, that doesn't mean I approve of jaywalking. That's a pretty serious offense.
Oh, I understand. All right, folks, the next shot will be the old adobe house. We'll go down to the corner and cross over.
Oh, no, George, cross right here. It's closer. I'll stop the traffic.
Shall we jaywalk?
All right, now I'm going to shoot this scene with all of you in it to give it human interest. Now, Dennis, I want you right over here, and you're pointing to the sign as if you're showing it to them, you see?
Okay, I'll even read it out loud. Old Piper House. Built 1863.
Good boy.
Boy, I bet that's older than anybody. When were you built, Mr. Wilson?
Dennis, people are born. You don't say they're built.
Dad does. He was looking at a picture in the paper, and I heard him say, this Miss America sure is...
Dennis, that's enough. Mr. Wilson, where did you want us? I want the three of you to come from that doorway over there and stay close together, please. Dennis will stay right where you are. All right, now come on, action. All right, ready? Go!
Old Harper House, built 1863.
Oh, no, 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 no. Let's get a little excitement into this. Now, Dennis... This is the oldest building in town, a famous landmark. Now, come on, look excited.
Dennis, pay attention to Mr. Wilson.
What are you looking at?
That truck. The movie camera's on it.
Wait, stop, hey, stop.
Boy, Mr. Wilson sure knows how to look excited, doesn't he?
History assignment?
Yeah, I gotta help catch it so you'll give me an A.
Oh! Thank goodness.
Lucky thing he hit that stop sign, we never would have caught up with him.
Boy, you got it. Miss Perkins' gonna be glad.
Now I understand what Dennis meant about catching his history assignment. Yes, they've been working on it all day. Well, I'm very proud of Dennis. And of your husband, too.
Oh, that was a close one.
Well, we made it. You see, Miss Perkins, Mr. Wilson...
I know. Your wives have told me about Dennis's documentary film. And I have a splendid idea. At our regular PTA meeting Monday night at school, we'd love to have you come and show your movie for us.
My, well, that's quite an honor. Dennis and I accept with pleasure, don't we, Dennis?
Jeepers, that'd be keen.
Well, Mr. Wilson, are you sure they'll be developed and ready by Monday night? You know, they don't work on Sundays.
Don't you worry, Mitchell. I'll get it done if I have to pay double for it.
Good. We'll look forward to it.
Isn't she swell? Hey, why don't we have her in our movie, too?
Me? Well, I don't take a very good picture,
Oh, sure you do, Miss Perkins.
Well, I'm sure you must have more important things you want to put on your film than me.
Well, I did want to get some other...
Where shall I stand? How's this pose? Is it all right? Is my hair all right?
You look great, Miss Perkins. You look like you're just getting ready to mark me down a big fat A.
Say, here's a front page story in the Sunday paper.
Oh? Oh, yes.
the PTA has invited local dignitaries to attend tomorrow night's showing.
Oh, my, this is very gratifying.
I should say.
Our film will be ready, won't it, Mr. Wilson? You know, I sure do want to get an A on my report.
Don't you worry, Dennis. Mr. Clark, down at the camera shop, promised to deliver it tomorrow night at the meeting. Now, let's run over some of these captions we wrote.
You mean this is the stuff I'm going to read?
That's right. Here's the opening one.
Our Fair City, a motion picture presentation by Dennis Mitchell and George Wilson.
Well, credits and everything.
I want it to be professional.
Professional? Oh, boy, I can hardly wait till tomorrow night. You know, I'll be as famous as Yogi Bear, I bet.
And now, as soon as I finish reading this final report, the business portion of our meeting will be over. Then we are going to see the world premiere.
Confound that, Clark. Where is he with that film? I posted Dennis outside to show him where to come.
Don't worry, he'll show up.
Well, he promised to have it here and show it for me at 9 o'clock sharp, and it's nearly 9 now.
Oh, relax, George. I got a squad car standing by the camera store ready to rush him down here.
Good, good. Thanks a lot, Mooney.
After all, I got a leading role, you might say. I wouldn't want anything to happen to that film.
Course.
Attendance at our last meeting was 27. A decrease from the previous...
Dear, the mayor's in there and half the town's leading citizens. If anything
it'll
goes
be
wrong...
It'll be fine, George. It'll be fine.
I don't mean that jaywalking fine either.
Oh, for Pete's sake, Mooney, I was counting on you getting me out of that. Now, if you're going to keep harping on that, I'll just pay it and get it over with.
Forget it, George, forget it.
We in the showbiz got to stick together.
Just forget it.
Well, all right, let's not hear any more about it, then.
It's here, Mr. Wilson. The film's here.
What did I tell you, George?
Thank heaven, Mr. Clark. We're almost ready for the screening in there.
I'll run the projector. Now, you just go sit down in there and take your bows.
Oh.
Come on, Mr. Wilson. You can sit with me. Right at the teacher's desk.
No, Dennis, I'll sit in the audience. This project is all yours. Now on.
And now, the young man whose project this is, Master Dennis Mitchell, will read the commentary. Lights, please.
All set, Dennis?
Okay, let her go. Our Fair City, a movie by Dennis Mitchell and George Wilson. This is our park, where our people go to rest and stroll quietly among the trees.
New camera. I had a little trouble with speed.
Our town is noted for its lovely women.
Oh, there, that's better.
And here we see two typical pretty faces.
I hope your camera work was better when you got to my house, Wilson.
Oh, I'm sure it was, yes.
In the center of the park is the Charter Oak. Under its branches, our city charter was signed.
That's a nice shot, Mr. Wilson.
Thank you, Mitchell.
Near the Charter Oak, we see the prominent citizen who is responsible for making this picture, Mr. George Wilson.
I never saw a better likeness.
Greet, that shot should have come later.
Our town has many fine public buildings. Here's the city hall and the public library. Our city has many prominent people. One of them is Mr. John Watterson, president of the bank. He is a solid citizen with his feet planted firmly on the ground.
I must have had the camera. camera upside down.
Is that your idea of a joke, Wilson?
Oh, no, it was a mistake. I don't know how it happened.
Don't be a sore head, John. You look better upside down anyhow.
Just a minute, Mr. Clark. Our city has many fine factories, such as the one you see here.
What was that?
I don't know, honey. Something's all mixed up.
Dennis, you read the wrong card.
That's what it says, Mr. Wilson. It says...
Never mind what it says. Read the next one.
Leave him alone. Leave him alone. He's all right.
The show.
These industries were brought to our town through the brilliant efforts of our energetic Chamber of Commerce. And here are the members of the Chamber of Commerce for a weekly lunch.
Oh, no, that's the stockyard.
Those are the fellows that voted against me.
Dennis, that's enough. The whole thing's ruined.
No, it isn't, Mr. Wilson. Everybody thinks it's real funny.
It's not supposed to be.
Oh, relax, Wilson. This is a masterpiece.
Our city has many landmarks. One of them is Windy Cave, famous throughout the state for the constant flow of wind and hot air that comes out of it night and day.
Hot air? How dare you? Now, Wilson, you did that deliberately.
Be a sorehead, Mayor.
Our city is very proud of its leading citizen, Mayor Billings.
Well, now that's better.
And here's the mayor's home, a home that no one deserves more than he does. We hope he will spend the rest of his life right here where he belongs.
Well, of all the rude, insulting...
Oh, Mayor, what's the matter? Can't you make a joke?
Next, we see one of our finest officers of the law, Sergeant Harold Mooney, and some friends outside the police station.
Now comes the good part.
And see why criminals stay away from our town when you look at Sergeant Mooney's strong, honest face.
All right, Wilson, what kind of smart aleck picture is that?
What's the matter, Mooney? Can't you take a joke?
Sergeant Mooney is always so pompous. I'm enjoying this. I don't think poor George is.
Life in our town has its amusing side, too. Here we see one of the skinny old cats that hang around the city dump.
Stop that thing! Turn it off this minute! Mr. Wilson, I have been 15 years
old. What are you saying?
And I have never been come out of the I can understand why you're so upset, Miss Perkins, but you must know that Dennis didn't do it on purpose.
Right. You're my favorite teacher.
I'm the only teacher you have, Dennis.
If I had more, you'd still be.
My husband didn't mean to insult you. It was just a mix-up.
Sometimes Mr. Wilson's camera went goofy, and I got the cards mixed up.
Well, it was an accident, and you did have good intentions, Dennis.
I sure did.
I wouldn't want anyone to think I don't have a sense of humor, so all is forgiven. That's very kind of you. But I warn you, Dennis, there'll be trouble if you ever bring me catnip instead of an apple.
And so you can see the whole thing was just an unfortunate error.
He really wrote some very nice things about you, gentlemen.
Oh, well, yes, you know, between things going wrong with the camera and Dennis getting the cards all mixed up, Well, you do understand, don't you, Mr. Watterson?
No, I don't.
Oh, you're not angry at me, are you, Your Honor?
Well, I'm certainly not pleased.
Your Honor, you're not mad at me, are you, Mooney?
Oh, of course not, George. I'm not mad.
Well, thank goodness.
However, there's that little matter of the jaywalking ticket.
What?
It's $5 a day for 12 days. That makes the penalty $60. And if you don't have the money there by tomorrow morning, I'm going to lock you up.
Mooney, now you said...
I don't care what I said.
Wilson, I've got some good news for you. Miss Perkins is going to give me that A after all. Aren't you happy?
Happy? Ah, ha, 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 ha. Oh, oh, oh.
Has been a Screen Gems film production from the Hollywood studio.